Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, Episode 18. I'm Sarah Kornack.
And I'm Bethann Schwamberger. Today on the show, we'll be chatting with Etsy shop owner Dana Kalatsky. Her shop is Apple White Handmade.
We had already interviewed Dana when my issue of Country Living magazine arrived in the mail. And I was shocked to find that one of her items was featured in the magazine. Congratulations, Dana. That's so exciting.
Not only has Dana been featured in magazines, but she'll also share many great tips with us during this episode, such as the top five sites that bring her traffic on Etsy,
how she stays consistent with social media to grow her business,
and connecting with bloggers to boost her brand. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
So today on the show, we have Dana Kalatsky. She's the owner and creator of the Etsy shop, Apple White. She is a mom of three. She's been on Etsy for 3 years, and she creates the most beautiful handmade pillows, tea towels, and just adorable gifts and items for your home.
Welcome, Dana. Could you tell us about yourself, your family, and your business?
Thank you so much for having me. This is really fun for me. My name is Dana Kalatsky. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have three kids, two girls and one boy, and a very large golden retriever dog who I consider another child. My shop is Apple White Handmade, and I design and sew, mostly sew, things for women, things for kids, and things for the home. And I've been able to turn it into just about a full-time job, which is really nice. So that's a little bit about me.
So how did you get started creating your adorable pillows and the other things you make for your shop?
Well, I've been sewing since I was about five. My mom and my grandma sew, and I just loved it. I would sneak out of my bed at night to go make little Barbie beds. And so I've sewed my kids' clothing. I've always sewed my own curtains. I even sewed professionally. At one point when my first daughter was born, I made Irish step dancing costumes for people and did alterations and things like that. So a friend of mine opened an Etsy shop, and my eyes just popped out of my head. I thought, what in the world? I need to do that. And it was very inspirational to have a friend who'd done it, because I kind of felt like, well, if she can do it, I can do it. So I just decided to try it, and I put a few things on Etsy that I'd made, and I just became hooked, and it sort of, you know, snowballed from there.
Bethann and I were commenting that your Tooth Fairy pillows, the homes and the teepees, were something that we don't think we've seen anywhere else. How did you come up with that idea in particular?
Well, I started with my Tooth Fairy cottages, my little houses, and that was inspired by a drawing that my daughter did, just a very simple house with a triangle roof and a little square window and a little square door. And I mean, if I still have the drawing, it looks exactly like my Tooth Fairy pillows. And honestly, I don't know how I turned it into a Tooth Fairy pillow. That was a while ago and I've forgotten now, but that's how that came about. And then the teepee I just recently made after I went to a craft fair, and they had the big playhouse teepees, and I had some really cute fabric, and I thought, oh, I'll make a little Tooth Fairy teepee.
Oh, those are, we just love those items. They're so adorable and definitely unique. We've never seen anything like those.
Thank you.
Dana, I love the fact that your kids have been an inspiration to the work that you've done. That's so fun. But I know as a stay-at-home mom, it can often be really difficult to find time to get your work done and keep things going and stay on task. So as a stay-at-home mom with three kids, when exactly do you get your work done during the day? How do you make your life work?
Well, that's a good question. So I usually wake up early. I try and answer my emails or computer work before the kids are up, and then, you know, I'm right into the mom land of breakfast, making lunches, getting everybody dressed and out the door. All three of my kids are in school now. So while they're in school, I'm really, really focused on getting my orders out or making new items. And then when I pick them up from school, I shut down my shop and go back to being a mom until after bed. And then if I need to work more, I do. Some days I work, you know, until late if I'm feeling inspired, and some days I just want to sit and read or go to bed. So, and I try not to work when they're up or when I'm in mom zone, but every once in a while I'll have to maybe pack an order and get it shipped, so they'll come to the post office with me. But mostly I try to do it when they're gone.
That seems to be a recurring theme that we're hearing from a lot of other mom business owners, that they're making their best effort to not be working on their business when their kids are awake, to be engaged with their kids, and then work like crazy when the kids are gone or occupied.
Yeah. Well, that's an important part of me, part of my, what I believe in is when the kids are home, I want to be the mom. So
that's great.
That's great. Yeah.
Has there been a low point in your business? And how did you push past that low point?
Last May, my sales dropped to about half of what I normally expected at that time. And I really couldn't pinpoint why. I just, my views just sort of dropped off. My sales dropped off. And my first thought was, I'm done. Nobody wants my things anymore. But I just decided to try and figure out a way to get the views back and the sales back. So I started looking around at advertising on blogs or, you know, just looking for options. And I applied for the Poppy Talk Handmade Marketplace, and she let me in. And it was, you know, not a very big fee for 2 months, I think it was. And after that, my sales went back up, my views went back up. And ever since then, it's been, you know, pretty normal. I do have ups and downs. I think every business does. Summers are slow. Last May was the time of my business where I really felt like, you know, I'm going to have to work at this.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the Poppy Talk Handmade Marketplace for our listeners if they might not know what that's about?
Well, at the time, Poppy Talk blog was doing a handmade marketplace where she had an area on her blog for shopping, and she would accept certain shops. You had to apply, but unfortunately she stopped doing that. I think, I haven't looked yet, she just kind of switched things around this spring, and I do believe she's doing something similar. I'm just not exactly sure what it is, but lots of blogs love to get, you know, handmade designers to donate things. You can do a giveaway. It doesn't even have to be a big item or an expensive item, but it's one way to bring sales to your shop, views to your shop, and also to your social media sites.
So when you reached that low point, you just decided to try something different, and you pushed through it, and that worked by trying something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good takeaway for all of us.
Yeah, and I've noticed that anytime views are low or sales are low, I try and do something with some kind of push on social media or, you know, just try and push my views a little more, and it usually works out.
Just piggybacking off of being featured on blogs, is there a certain way you reach out to blogs or find blogs that you would like to work with on a giveaway, or is there any strategy with that, or do you just kind of stumble across a blog and say, oh, it'd be a great fit? So
a lot of blogs will contact me or the handmade maker, and I have met a couple of people that I really enjoyed working with, and then, you know, I just stay in contact with them. I follow them on Twitter, I follow them on Instagram, and every once in a while, just check in and say hello. And then if I need to do a giveaway or something, that's always an option.
I love that. We've talked a bit about your low points, and I think you've done such a great job of just pushing past them. I'm so glad you didn't give up, and, you know, you just tried something new and you bounced right back. So let's talk about the one accomplishment in your business that you're most proud of.
I think for me, starting it was a big accomplishment because I'm a little shy and it felt really overwhelming. So that was big for me, just getting it started, just making that step. And then the other thing is just having my own income feels very successful to me. I know I'm going to have a certain amount every month that I can contribute to our family. And that feels great to me while staying at home and taking care of my kids.
That's definitely a fantastic accomplishment. Since we're talking income, you don't have to get super specific, but how does your income help to support your family?
Well, my income goes primarily to extras. So this summer we're going to Disneyland and I get to help with that. You know, it's taking the kids to movies. It's, you know, buying all the little extras and knowing that we're not going to be pushing the boundaries. And it's just a cushion for our family to have that little extra support. My husband feels like I'm helping. I feel like I'm helping. And it's really good for my kids to see me contributing. You know, it's inspiring to them. My son wants to start a business and he sells lemons from our lemon tree and he's starting to collect baseball cards. And it's because of that, you know, he sees what I'm doing and that's inspiring to him.
I love hearing the stories about how many children get an entrepreneurial vision just from watching their moms in business. We've run across a few moms already that have shared a similar story. And I know my daughter Lily is always asking to join us on the Etsy shop. So yeah. I think that's wonderful that as mom entrepreneurs, we can inspire that within our children. It's really exciting.
I think so too. Yeah.
So piggybacking off of that, I know you've accomplished a lot. Is there a tool or app that you find really helps you stay organized or maybe really helps you grow your business and get more customers?
I don't really use too many apps to help me with my business, and I'm naturally very unorganized, to tell you the truth, as far as my space. I just get in that creative zone and sort of make a mess everywhere.
Love it.
But the things that I think really help me grow my business are the social media sites. Sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself if I'm posting something on Facebook or tweeting something, but when I look at my views, my all-time views, my highest view is Etsy, and then it goes down from there to Pinterest, to Google, to Tumblr, to Facebook. So I know they're getting, you know, people are looking. It's a little bit more work, but I really think that those social media sites bring in so much more than just Etsy does.
Is there either social media or something else, the single biggest factor, the best thing that you've ever done to help propel your business forward?
I would say, especially in the beginning, scouring Etsy for resources, for teams, being on teams and joining teams was probably the one big push that I needed because they really support you and they get your items out for the public to see, you know, through treasuries. And some teams have blogs and they will push your items for you. And that's really, really helpful, I think, especially when starting out.
That's great advice. And I think sometimes people get started in with almost the wrong mindset that maybe everyone else is competition. And it's like, that's not the case, you know. With Etsy is such a great community and there are so many people that will support you and offer great advice. So
I really agree with that. I feel like without my teams, I would feel really lonely, and they're there to help you with problems and support you a lot.
So I had another question related to the way you use social media to help draw people into your shop. You said that Pinterest is, you know, after Etsy is the next biggest way that people are finding you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any specific strategies that you're using on Pinterest to get people to notice your items?
Well, I have a system. Whenever I list anything new, I pin it and I tweet it and I add it to my Facebook page. And I think that helps a lot. And it's a very simple, right there on the Etsy page are all those three buttons. So you just push your three buttons and move on. And then I also love pinning, you know, just the items that I like. So I think that brings views to my shop as well, just having my own Pinterest boards with my favorite things.
Do you focus on doing that at a certain time of day? Some of the people we've talked to plan things out for certain times of day or days of the week, or do you just do it as soon as you put up that new item to make sure that it gets out there right away?
I love to add items on Monday morning, early Monday morning. I feel like it gets the best views. I think everybody's sort of fresh from the weekend and wants to get back to work, and they're really looking and searching for new things. And so if I can add new items on Monday morning, that's the best time. Other than that, I try and stick to mornings on Etsy. And then pinning, I don't have exact numbers for you, but I know a lot of people pin at night, so I'll just pin my favorite things at night.
That's a great tip. How do you define success for yourself in your business, but also in your personal life as well?
Well, for me, success is really defined by happiness and peace. If I'm feeling happy and at peace with my marriage or my children or my business, I have good friends, to me that makes me feel successful.
I love that. That's a perfect definition of success. That's great. So do you have maybe a favorite book on business that's given you some good advice, or just a quote that kind of gets you going each day?
Well, I don't have a favorite business book, unfortunately. I probably should, but I have one quote that I keep in my studio. I'll read it to you. Let me find it. Not to spoil the ending for you, but everything is going to be okay. And to me, that is just sort of all-encompassing. It talks about life. It talks about my shop. It talks about my kids. It just reminds me that whatever my problem is, I'm going to get through it, and it'll be okay in the end.
I like that quote. That's very encouraging. I like that a lot. Before we continue on, I meant to ask you a question earlier on in the interview. Since you have a very inventory-based business with supplies that go into making your products and then product inventory, I know since our Etsy shop is very, well, I guess most Etsy shops are inventory-based, but is there a way that you control your costs when you're buying your raw materials, or is there a way that you have found to successfully track your inventory? Any tips there?
That's probably my trickiest problem. I don't know if it's a problem really, but that's definitely a tricky issue for me. As far as cost, I try and buy as much as I can when it's on sale. So if I see like interfacing 40 or 50% off, I might buy 20 yards. There are certain fabrics that I always have. So if I see them on sale, I'll buy a whole bolt or a whole, you know, roll. And then as far as keeping inventory in my shop, like this summer, this month has been a little slower for me. So I'm trying to, you know, make things and put them away so that when the busy time does come, I'm not slammed and overwhelmed.
Related to the products that you make, is there a pricing strategy that you use, or how have you determined how to price your items in your shop?
Oh, I wish I had there's a formula that I try and stick kind of close to, and I've read it on Etsy and also the Handmadeology blog. That's a really good site for people who are new to Etsy.
Okay.
And they have a team too. I don't have it down in front of me, and I wish I did.
Sorry.
I know. Okay. You surprised me with that one.
Sorry.
But it's the formula is you take your materials for the entire project and double them, and then add your time that you pay yourself. that's about as close as I can remember right now.
I think I've seen the formula you're talking
yes.
about. Yeah, and then I think maybe then you times that by two
I
because
think something
for,
like
so that if you wanted to do wholesale or whatever, you could still make a good profit margin on that 50% price.
But to be honest, I always go a little lower than that because sometimes when I get to that price, I think that's kind of, you know, that's very high for what I feel like I'm making. And I want people to be able to buy things and not feel like I'm very overpriced.
So Dana, thank you so much for all of these amazing tips. We've learned so much from you. But I was wondering if we could wrap this up with maybe a funny mommy moment that's happened recently or something cute that your kids are up to.
Okay. Well, for Mother's Day, my son made me this wonderful little card. So I thought I'd read it to you because it just cracked me up. He wrote, he's 9 years old, so he was in third grade when he wrote this. Dear Mom, I love you so, so, so much. You are the best mom ever. You are so nice. You are so kind. But you don't like sharing your dessert when we go out to eat. Which is just completely true. I am a sugar fanatic. So if I get dessert, it's mine.
You have to. There have to be a few things that are off limits,
yeah,
right?
Dessert.
As a mom,
yep.
We share so much. You've got to claim your stake on a few things. That's
yes.
too funny.
Actually, Bethann and I were just talking about that very thing today about how we like save the best food for ourselves.
Yes. Like, sometimes you don't let your kids know that you have.
Like for me, it's like, roast beef.
Roast beef. Oh my gosh, how funny. No,
and mine is definitely, yeah.
Okay. I have a spot in my coffee cupboard where they don't ever look. And I will, I eat chocolate chips every night. That's my little treat. I hide my chocolate chips in there and they never know they're there.
Great.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just as good of a tip as all the other things we learned today.
That's right. Dana, why don't you go ahead and tell all of the listeners all of your pertinent contact information so that they can find you on Etsy, so that they can find you on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, whatever you would like to put out there for them to find you.
The Applewhite Handmade website is applewhite.etsy.com. I'm also on Instagram at @applewhite_handmade. I'm at Pinterest at pinterest.com/applewhite. And on Facebook at facebook.com/applewhite.made.
Thank you so much. I'm sure our listeners will definitely want to check out your sites. You're certainly a talented seamstress, and we were so glad to talk with you today. I know we learned something, but we had a good time also.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun, and it was really nice to meet you both.
You too. Thank you so much, Dana.
Take care.
Head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/18. for the show notes and resources mentioned in this episode. Have a great day!